The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking Ye and Nike. So Ye posted earlier to Instagram using the side-eye emoji of the Air Jordan logo and what looks to be the Donda aesthetic, right? When we saw the Yeezy Gap stuff, it was the Yeezy font and lettering with the blue of the Gap. But then when they did Yeezy Gap Engineered by Balenciaga, they did it all black. And Ye's been using that all black aesthetic. So when you see this, it looks like a Yeezy version or a Dondified version of the Air Jordan logo, which is actually just like this. I'm pretty sure it's just like this. It's this image cropped. So it's not like this is a unique thing that Ye's team made. This was an image that already existed. I'm guessing Ye saw it and was just like, awesome, that looks like what we would do. This is like Ye, Balenciaga, Jordan. We should make this happen. And there's a secondary photo where you can see Nice Kicks, Marcus Jordan, Air MJ, which is one of the best usernames I've ever seen, because it's Michael Jordan's son, but Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, but it's Air as in like the son, like the heir to MJ. Great, perfect. Wants to get Kanye West, Michael Jordan, and DJ Khaled talking together. So we're going to get into a little bit about Marcus in a second, but get into some more of the context of this. So you can see the Air MJ tweet here. Let's make that convo happen. DJ Khaled, Kanye West. So this was a reply on Instagram. And Pops, it's a new year, new teeth, new stores, new watches, new whips, and new convos. Like, why don't we make something like this happen? And so we have this article here from Input Magazine, and they mentioned how in the Nick Cannon interview that Ye did in 2020, he had mentioned, okay, wait here. West famously left Adidas, Nike for Adidas in 2013 and had remained fairly loyal to his Yeezy line up until 2019 when he made it clear he missed his ex more than anything. A seemingly familiar pattern for the rapper. In an interview with Nick Cannon, was that 2019? I thought that was 2020. The years have just started to blend together. Ye claimed he should be able to wear Nike despite his Adidas deal. In my Adidas contract, I should definitely be able to wear Jordans, he said. Jordans need to be part of reparations. You can't tell a black man not to wear Jordans. It should be in any deal, which is just classic Ye commentary on a subject. And then they go on to point out, since then, West has worn a handful of Nike-branded sneakers, track pants, socks, and gloves in an act of defiance. But this social media statement could be the last straw for Adidas, which in this situation has been belittled as the other woman, which seems kind of dramatic, right? Ye's trying to make a deal that would be historic for both companies, both brands. It would be the biggest thing to ever happen in sneakers since maybe the invention of the sneaker. Ye's contract, which runs through 2026, may soon be cut short. Do you for 1 second believe that Adidas is going to see this post and be like, that's it, the deal's done, we're no longer making Yeezys? No. No. If, no. Yeezy Nike. Of course, Kanye is subject to some light internet trolling, meaning that the photo could be completely baseless. Yet the second slide in this post highlights a Nice Kick tweet, which hints at Marcus Jordan, the son of Michael Jordan, wanting to team up with West and DJ Khaled, which hints, it's like a straight up declaration. A rumor Ye seems to confirm with this post, Khaled, a notable Jordan brand enthusiast, added to speculation by sharing multiple photos of himself with the rapper in the studio. Like, I mean, that was just something he was already doing, but we'll get to DJ Khaled. That's another video, as Ye was down with Khaled in Miami today. You can see all these photos. They were recording something, so we're going to get to that in a second. But since we're on shoes, maybe it's worth pointing out that Khaled has this video where he shows these like Nike Air Yeezy Nets, right? Which you can see how much they're going for, like $4,000, $2,000, like $4,000, $25,000, but that's for a set of three, right? The complete sets. But these just kind of tore at the heel. So he was wearing these in the studio today, but like Khaled's like a huge shoe guy, right? So it's kind of cool to see. But that would also, I guess, be one of the reasons. 27.3 million followers also helps. But Marcus Jordan here, born December 24th, 1990, former college basketball player who played for the UCF Knights men's basketball team. He is the second oldest son of retired Hall of Fame basketball player Michael Jordan. And it says here, older brother, sister, younger twins, half-sisters. While underage, Jordan tweeted about spending $120,000 at a nightclub in Vegas, prompting an investigation. Just outed himself on Twitter. In 2012, Jordan was arrested in Omaha and charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and obstructing justice. Eh, do you really need to put that in the bio? Jordan opened a high-end shoe store. I mean, I'm sure he's done other things that are more noteworthy than that. Jordan opened a high-end shoe store trophy room on May 23rd, 2016, located in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. On May 31st, 2019, the physical storefront closed and the store transitioned to online sales. So you can see here, Mark is kind of responding, like, I'm going to turn the music up, wake up the neighbors, which, you know, just celebrating the yay post. With some easy lyrics, and then I know Illuminati mad, so he's continuing to share and going with more easy lyrics. And then you can't see it, it's at the bottom of the screen here, but he has more Yeezy lyrics going. It's from Las Vegas, so you know, the investigation did not scare him away from returning to Vegas, but it's just continuing to kind of shout out yay through the use of the lyrics. And then right here, once again, showing the lyrics as he's just kind of continuing through his story and finally moving on to other things. So had a brief bit of celebration before moving back into normal life stuff, but pretty cool to see, like, if anyone can broker a deal between MJ and Ye, I feel like Marcus Jordan has a better shot than most people in this world. So we'll see where this leads, and it definitely seems like something Ye is into given his response on Instagram. So we'll see if there are actual conversations that happen, if this could continue to be something, or if both Nike and Adidas will just shrug and be like, whatever. no, but continue to say and do whatever you want, because, you know, we don't care. Whatever, like, you two can do whatever, you're great, just your shoes sell bazillions of dollars every year, thank you. I feel like that's their stance on it, not we should terminate this deal. Anyway, that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.